Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Look, I've been drinking. I don't know what you want from me. What's up, P-Silly listeners? Welcome back or to the podcast that takes its silliness seriously. The Professionally Silly Podcast. Now, I'm your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And this is a podcast where we like to shoot the shit and discuss a variety of awesome and a plethora of what the fuck moments. It's fantastic. So come and take a break. Come enjoy yourself. Forget about what Greg said at this morning's meeting, man. Everyone knows he stole Tina's pudding from the break room. That was random, but you guys get what I'm saying. Come take a break. Enjoy yourself. Now, if you're new here, I am so glad that you're here to join in on the silly with me today. Let's take a look at the titles of my past episodes and you'll see that I cover a lot of fun topics. I've got true crime stories that don't always end in murder, strange news stories, paranormal experiences, and more. So subscribe to this podcast and join in on the silly every Friday. So this is the part where I share what's new with me. And here's what's new. Actually, it's kind of old. I'm tired as fuck. I am so tired. That's what's going on with me. I need a stiff drink and a nap. Stat. Okay, I'm exhausted. My day job work has been kicking my ass. My word. I mean, trying to keep up with two YouTube channels and a podcast, make my Instagram reels, my TikToks, all these things I make like a little bit of money off of because I'm a content creator. So I'm just now starting to finally get, you know, a little bit of money for everything that I'm creating. Not much. I definitely can't live off of it. But with gas prices these days, I need all the extra cash I can get my hands on. My God. So that's what's going on. So, I mean, don't get me wrong. I do like my job. I love the weekly pay. But damn, can a bitch get a nap? You know? That's what my old ass gets, becoming a delivery driver in my 30s. The fuck was I thinking? You know, gee whiz, man, because like as you guys know, you've heard me say this many times on here as well as my YouTube channel. You know, I got to be at work at 5 a.m., which means I got to wake up a couple hours earlier to make sure I'm there on time, you know, and so far today, I have been up since 3 a.m., and currently as I'm recording this, it is 6:23 p.m., so I've been up for over 12 hours at this point, and I am tired, but I went ahead and had myself a cup of coffee, three cups of coffee, so that I could go ahead and make sure that I've got the energy to record this podcast for you guys. So I'm really excited about it. So make sure you guys go ahead and subscribe to this podcast and join on the silly every Friday because your girl be working hard on it. Okay. So what else is going on? Yes. Pete Davidson, you guys know him. He got Kim Kardashian's name branded on his flesh. So there's that. That happened. Yep. He decided to, and pretty much he seared her name into his skin. That's pretty much what he did. He branded it, you know, branded his skin. That's certainly more than a tattoo. I mean, that's just me. So I found this tweet on Metro Entertainment's Twitter page at Metro_ENTS, Metro_Ents. And they shared a quote from Kim, and the tweet itself, it reads, and this is coming from Kim Kardashian. They're quoting her, and it says here, Kim says, he has a few tattoos, a few cute ones that he got, but the Kim one isn't a tattoo, it's actually a branding. So that's what she said there. It's actually a branding. If you don't know what branding is, if you're new to that, which it might be, most of you may be, I don't know, but it's when you you pretty much sear your flesh to a certain shape or wording or whatever of your choosing, usually words or symbols. People use that for branding. I've never seen like a drawing that was branded. I think it has to be like a symbol or words or a number or something like that. But yeah, that happened. Okay, look, Pete, listen, do you, okay? There's nothing like cooking your own flesh for love. I mean, listen, Kim, look, she is a baddie though. I'm just saying, I get it, but I can't do that. I won't even get another person's name tatted on me, let alone branded. Because you can have a tattoo removed. But when you're branding yourself, that's kind of permanent. You can't just remove that, as far as I know. I mean, I'm not a rocket scientist. I don't know. But yeah, also, in other Pete Davidson news, Pete has finally decided to respond to Kanye West's harassment with a text message. Well, text messages. And I'll share a few that I got from a BuzzFeed article that's entitled, Pete Davidson called Kanye West embarrassing and begged him to stop harassing Kim Kardashian in a series of leaked text messages after months of online attacks. That was the full title of the of the article. It's long as shit, but it gets to a good point there. And also, thank you, Layla Mohammed, for writing it. 'Twas quite the read. So the first text is coming from Pete Davidson, and you'll love this. And I'll be sure to include the screenshots of the text messages that I found and put it on the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly, ITSPRO, and then the word silly. So he has Kanye West's name in his phone saved as Ye2. That's what it is. And it said, it says, this is from Pete Davidson to Kanye. Yo, it's Skeet. Can you please take a second and calm down? It's 8 a.m. It's 8 a.m. and it don't gotta be like this. Kim is literally the best mother I've ever met. What she does for those kids is amazing, and you are so fucking lucky that she's your kid's mom. I've decided I'm not gonna let you treat us this way anymore, and I'm done being quiet. Grow the fuck up. So Kanye West responds. He replies. He goes, "Oh, you using profanity? Where are you right now?" And I gotta tell you, Pete Davidson's response to where he was is damn. Okay, Pete says, in bed with your wife, and then sends a selfie of him shirtless in bed. Now in the photo, you don't see Kim Kardashian, so he might just be fucking with him. Pete just might be fucking with Kanye. Or maybe she's just out of frame. I don't know. Well, I think it's petty and tacky to have done that, knowing that this man, Kanye, has lost his ever-loving fucking mind. Okay? But I also kind of want to low-key give Pete Davidson a high five, because he has not retaliated or said anything while Kanye has been harassing them both for almost a year. Legit. I haven't even seen them do a skit on SNL, which Pete Davidson is on that show. He helps produce some of those skits and stuff and some of those episodes. And I haven't seen one. And I'm wondering if that is because of Pete? Is he like, hey man, don't do this. Don't, you know, let's not, you know, who knows? I don't really know. Actually, I kind of do. I saw it, the rest of the text messages on the BuzzFeed website. So I've included the link down below if you want to read the entire article. It's pretty dope. Why I pretended like I didn't know? More fun. But yeah, it's crazy. He's been harassing them for almost a year. You know what I'm saying? Now, I mean, Kanye West, he did have a music video that included him as an animation. He's like an animated character, killing Pete Davidson and burying his body, threatening bodily harm, getting his fans to do the same, all while publicly harassing and embarrassing his, you know, Pete's girlfriend, which is, you know, Kim Kardashian. As far as the petty, I'm here for it. I feel like Pete and Kim have put up with a lot of Kanye's bullshit and have not retaliated, or they have not been as petty as they could have been. I gotta say, you know, so I'm here for it. I'm here for it. And there's actually, like I said, a whole lot more to the story. A lot more was said via text between Kanye West and Pete Davidson. And it was like reading a soap opera. And I gotta tell you, it sounds like Pete Davidson is ready to fight and handle shit like a man, like a quote unquote man. You know what I'm saying? Ready to throw down. Let's talk about this man to man. You and me. Let's go. A mano. You know what I'm saying? But it does not seem like Kanye West wants to be alone in a room with Pete Davidson. And both of that could be an interesting fight. Like, if they bring back Celebrity Deathmatch, I want to see Kanye West and Pete Davidson go at it. That way nobody actually gets hurt. No charges are filed or anything like that. But I would love, I need them to bring back MTV Celebrity Deathmatch and put those two head to head. Or I need someone who can create that and put it on YouTube so I can enjoy it. You know, I just, I'm ready to see it. I'm ready to see it. And like I said, I will attach the BuzzFeed article that I found if you're interested in reading the entire story. It is pretty wild. And I gotta say, right now, I'm Team Pete. I'm sorry that Kanye lost his wife and everything's hard and shit, but there are millions of people out there going through that kind of shit. And I know it's not easy, and I know it's hard, you know what I'm saying, when you're in love with somebody and you got kids and there's that connection, I get it. But when you do stupid, embarrassing, and creepy, and disrespectful shit to the person that you're trying to get back, it's kind of backfire on you. If anything, you have pretty much tied the knots in the death of your relationship, you know. So if you are missing someone who has left you or something like that, my advice to you is don't be a dick. Don't be a complete creep. Don't harass people. That's my advice. If you want to get them back, maybe be nice. You know, maybe change. Try something new. But annoying the shit out of them is not, that's not the way to get someone back, I gotta say. But then again, you know, that's me logically thinking in an illogical world, so that's what the fuck I get. Anyway, shout out to my non-skippers who stay and listen to my blah 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 corner and the KKP update. That's KKP, Kim, Kanye, and Pete update. Let's go ahead and get on with the show. So last week, I shared with you a lovely, beautiful story of quote unquote Dr. Malachi Love Robinson, the teenager who pretended to be a doctor and ended up opening his own medical practice. And it was an insane story. And if you missed it, be sure to check it out and subscribe to this podcast because I post every Friday. And you never know what the topic's going to be, but you do know it's going to be interesting, okay? So today we are going to shoot the shit, and I'm going to share with you some random news stories that I came across online. And I've only read the titles of these stories and not the articles at all, honestly, not one sentence. So we're going to have ourselves a cold read episode and find out what's going on together, pretty much. That's what we're going to do. We're going to figure this out together and explore this what the fuck journey together. And look, let me just say that the first article that I came across had a title that included the words Florida man and meth. So yeah, it's going to be that kind of episode. But before we get started with today's silly episode, I'd like to ask you guys to give this podcast a 5-star and written review on whichever whichever platform that you're listening to, especially if you're listening with Apple Podcasts. Now, this is an unedited podcast. If I mess up, then I mess up. You just heard it right here and there. We have a good time. It's a conversation. between me and you, but only I get to talk for at least right now. You can leave comments and stuff on the podcast Instagram, on the podcast Twitter, which is both at It's Pro Silly, ITSPRO, and then the word silly, or come on over and join the Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook. You can always share your opinions and other random things there. So yes, so I could really use your help if you guys could go ahead and hook a sister up with some positive reviews on Apple Podcasts, and Spotify also has given us the ability to have reviews on podcasts now. So hook me up. Like I said this last week, and I mean it, I know Black History Month is over, but damn it, I still matter in March. So help your girl. Help your girl stay black and happy with her podcast. That'd be awesome. That was awesome. And as always, once again, check out the podcast social medias, and especially the Instagram, because I will be posting photos pertaining to my episodes there. And sometimes, I post some other random things there. So, anyways, let's go ahead and get into it after this ad. So I wanted to share something with you guys that's super exciting. Recently, a company by the name of Vance Global reached out to me, and they wanted me to try their product. Vance Global is a Milwaukee-based CBD joints and hemp manufacturer. Vance Global is providing us with a safer alternative to smoking tobacco products, and they have even created recently the most potent CBD cigarette out there, that Delta 8. So if you are interested in CBD cigarettes, or you're interested in an alternative to smoking tobacco products, this is for you. And Delta 8, oh, guess what? They've got gummies now too, and they are amazing. I ate a couple of them, and I had an amazing night's sleep. My mind shut off, and I dozed. Goodbye, anxiety, and hello, sweet dreams. So check out their Instagram at Vance Global and take a look at the merchandise. And if you see something that you want to purchase, make sure you go ahead and use the coupon code SMILES, all capital letters, S-M-I-L-E-S, the word SMILES, to get 20% off your purchase. Once again, the coupon code is SMILES to get 20% off your purchase. Vance Global! I'll be sure to post the link down below in the show notes, and you can go ahead and click and start your shopping for your CBD cigarettes and or gummies and more today. So Florida Man is back, you guys. He's back. And I'm glad that we get to start the show off with an old friend, you know? Now, if you are new to the term a Florida Man, because I do have a few international listeners. If you are new to the term Florida Man, what it is, it's an internet meme that just got like super popular in the early 2000s. And it's kind of stayed popular. It hasn't really stopped. And it's usually random news articles that involve people who live in or are from Florida, the state of Florida. And, let's be honest, the weirdest shit happens in Florida for some reason. I don't understand it. There's something in the water, or I don't know. The gators are shedding crazy. I don't know. Florida's wild. But I also found an amazing explanation on urbandictionary.com. I'm sure a lot of you have heard of this website, because it's been a website for quite some time. This is great. Okay, so it says Florida Man. A key word used a lot to describe all the weird news stories about random Floridians committing weird and dumb crimes due to the state law regarding freedom of press, about the fact that every police or court case must be public. Most of these weird stories, however, are related to white Florida men, the police, and drugs. Gotta love that. Due to this is why people outside Florida hate Florida. Now, let me just say, I don't hate Florida because of Florida Man. I hate Florida because Florida raised my ex. Okay? And my ex blew my heart out my chest. So I feel like Florida is responsible for that shit. I'll tell you this, though. Over a while, you know, we've discussed this before on this episode and previous episodes, okay? I've forgiven Florida. It's been a few years. I've forgiven Florida. Okay, we've been cool for a few years now, all right? But that's why I hated Florida. I actually love Florida because of Florida Man. First of all, Florida Man has been nonstop providing my podcast with just beautiful, lovely, hilarious stories. So, God bless Florida. And here's some examples of Florida Man that I actually saw on UrbanDictionary.com. Florida man attempts to steal car that isn't working until police arrived. A Florida man bites head off hamster. Yeah. Florida man poops into jewelry parking lot. Florida man beats up accused rapist in front of deputies. Florida man arrested for pelting brother with chicken nuggets. Florida man attempts to swallow a bag of weed while being pulled over by police. These are great examples of Florida Man. That's pretty much what you just heard. That's Florida Man. So, and by the way, thank you. I hate SJWS. That's the person that shared their definition of Florida Man on UrbanDictionary.com. Thank you for that. That was just beautiful. Now that we're all caught up on Florida Man, let's go ahead and talk about him. What do you say? I'm ready to get in on this. Okay, so let me pull this up. So we're going to go ahead and check out, as you know, one of my favorite websites, thesmokinggun.com. You guys knew that's one of my favorite ones. Now, I was going for Eric Carter, but I think Butters got in there from South Park. I don't know what happened there. I am sorry. I told you guys that I was tired, right? You did hear me voice that earlier. Okay. So let's go ahead and go into our first Florida Man story here, coming from thesmokinggun.com. I'm sorry. Did I say Eric Carter? I meant to say Eric Cartman. Jesus. Okay. So our first Florida Man story, or our first story for this episode, is a Florida Man story. And the title that caught my eye on thesmokinggun.com was Florida Man Asked Cops to Test His Meth. That all bold. Florida Man Asked Cops to Test His Meth. Now, mind you guys, I've only seen the titles of these articles that I found on the internet. I have not read them yet. So I'm really, I just feel like I need to know why this man would ask the police to test his meth. I'm assuming he was on it when he asked. That's just like a lucky guess there. It also goes on to say, suspect thought dealer sold him bath salts. Okay. So mind you guys, this was, let me see. Okay. March 11th, 2022. So it was like last week. It was last week. Okay. This is great. Let's go on and take a read here. It says here, concerned that the meth he had purchased was actually bath salts, a Florida man yesterday asked police to test his stash, a request that resulted in his arrest on multiple drug charges. Okay, so again, this is written March 11th, so I guess it happened on March 10th because it said yesterday. Okay, so that's hilarious. If you ask the police to test your illegal drug stash, there is a good chance, yeah, it's going to end in your arrest. I'm not a psychic. I'm not a lawyer. But what I do have is the ability to logically think and understand how the world works. I'm a realist. All right, so it goes on to say, according to investigators, Thomas Colucci, I'm assuming is his last name, 41, dialed 911 last night. So he dialed 911? I was wondering how he ended up asking the cops. I was like, did he go to the police station? Did he flag down a cop car? No, he dialed 911. He used emergency services to find out about his drugs. There's a charge right there. Misuse of the 911 operator or the 911 dispatch, whatever. emergency services. Yeah. So it says he dialed 911 last night and requested that a sheriff's deputy be dispatched to his residence in Spring Hill, a Tampa suburb. Colucci explained that he needed someone to test the methamphetamine that he had just bought. Oh, man. Okay, so there's a photo of him on this website here. It's a white dude. He's bald, but he looks like he shaved himself bald because he was already going bald. You can kind of tell by the way the pattern of hair is growing back. He looks like a serial killer. I'm just saying. He does. I don't know what it is. I think it's the eyes. The eyes say, I can't wait to wear your face as a mask. Like, if you look at this photo and just cover everything on his face but his eyes. Yeah. Is it possible to be a ghost when you're alive? Because his eyes are giving, like, I've already died today. Like, it's just a lot. Okay, so he goes on to say, the article goes on to say, when deputies met with Colucci, seen at the right, which I will post his photo on the Instagram podcast, on the podcast Instagram, at It's Pro Silly, he explained that he purchased the meth from a man at a local bar. But after using some of the drug, Colucci became concerned that the substance was bath salts, the synthetic stimulant. Now, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of bath salts before, but there was a time also in Florida, from what I understand, if I remember correctly, a guy got super high off bath salts and ate a man's face. So, bath salts, don't do those. It will turn you into a real life zombie. And if I understand, the police tried to stop him, but he wouldn't stop, so they had to shoot him. And yeah, he's dead. He's dead. He bit a dude's nose off or someone's lip off or something like that. Someone's face is missing a feature because of this high asshole who decided to do bath salts. So I can understand Colucci's, you know, upset. I mean, why he's upset. I can understand why he's upset because, you know, he just wanted a little meth. He didn't want to, you know, turn into a zombie. Those are two different highs, if I feel like. I don't know. Meth heads, from what I understand, they just get shit done. They'll clean stuff, they'll build something, or just talk your ear off. I don't know. I've never met someone who is addicted to meth or who does meth, as far as I know. I might. I don't know, though. Anyways, it goes on to say that cops say Colucci described himself as an experienced drug user who knew that what it should feel like upon ingesting meth. So pretty much he's like, hey man, I've been on meth a lot of times and this shit feels different. This is fucking bath salts. I need the cops over here to test my drugs stat ASAP right a fucking way. Because if this is fucking bath salts, I'm going to sue him because I wanted meth. I paid for meth. And that's what I want. That's pretty much what's happening here. So the article goes on to say, so he allegedly provided deputies with two small baggies containing a crystalline substance, expecting that the contents would be tested by law enforcement. Colucci said he did not want other consumers to purchase fake meth from the dealer, whose name and contact information he did not possess. Colucci wanted deputies to put the person in trouble for peddling the narcotics. That's a quote that he said. I want you to put this person in trouble. Okay, he gave me fake drugs and I'm pissed. I mean, bath salts is not fake. It's a synthetic stimulant. Yeah, it fucks up your whole brain. You might start seeing shit. But bath salts is very real. But, you know, I get it. When you go someplace and you order a Coke, and they give you a Diet Coke, it's the worst. I'm from the South. If I order a sweet tea and you give me unsweetened tea, it's very unpleasant because you're expecting a whole nother flavor, you know, a whole nother oral experience. So I understand how I get where you're coming from, Colucci, and I'm sorry that you had to go through that. My heart, you know, thoughts and prayers. So, Colucci wanted the deputies to put the person in trouble for peddling the narcotics. Now, it goes on to say, a field test of the material provided by Colucci showed that it contained meth. Oh, so, it really was meth. According to the Arenado County Sheriff's Office. As a result, Colucci was arrested on a felony drug possession charge and a pair of misdemeanor drug paraphernalia counts. He was released from the county jail at 5:30 p.m. today after posting $7,000 bond. So it turns out he had meth the entire time. Like, there was meth available to him the whole time. And he called the cops on himself for no reason. Oh, yeah, yeah. I think the meth was working quite well, honestly. Look at his actions. Clearly, he was high on meth. So, I feel like the meth did exactly what it was supposed to fucking do. That is ridiculous. I fucking love it. It goes on here to say that Colucci was convicted in 2019 of drunkenly slamming his SUV into another vehicle near his Spring Hill residence. Oh, well, he's a drunk driver too. Dude's an asshole. Cops charged that as Colucci sped away from the accident scene, he hit and run? What a dick. So it says Colucci sped away from the accident scene. He struck a pickup truck that was getting gas. What? So the truck was parked at a gas station getting gas and he hit him. And then he left. What an asshole. It says the driver who was outside the vehicle was knocked to the ground while her passenger was transported to the hospital by ambulance for treatment of neck and back injuries. And you know what really sucks is that they can't sue him. He clearly has no job. And whoever gave him that $7,000 to post bond, somebody lent him that money. Because meth heads don't keep money for long. If he had access to $7,000, I feel like he would have already bought more meth. You know? That's weird. When confronted by cops, Colucci, whose blood alcohol content was measured as twice the legal limit, said, "Look, I've been drinking. I don't know what you want from me." Wow. Okay. So he pled no contest to the DUI and leaving the scene of an accident. So that's okay. So what I understand, no contest is kind of like, I'm not admitting to guilt, but I'm admitting that you have enough evidence to put me in jail, but I'm not going to admit that I did any wrong. That's either a no contest plea or an Alfred plea. I don't remember which one it is, but I think that's what it is. Google that shit. Wow. Okay. So it goes on to say he was sentenced to a year's probation in order to undergo outpatient substance abuse treatment. Well, you know, I think that's a really good fucking idea, if I'm being honest with you. He definitely needs some help. My God. So he's a drunk driver and clearly he doesn't know meth as well as he thought he did because he had meth the entire time. He was just high off his ass. Do you smoke meth or do you snort it? I think you can do it. You smoke meth, right? See, I don't know, man. I'm not into meth, but I feel like it was working the way that it was supposed to. So Colucci, if you're listening to this, you know, maybe get off meth. Maybe don't do that anymore. Okay, let's go ahead and move to the next story here. This is coming from ladbible.com, ladbible.com. And I gotta tell you, this particular, title of this episode definitely grabbed my eye. It says, "Woman in relationship with toy plane says he's the best partner she's ever had." Yes, woman in relationship with toy plane. She's in a relationship with a toy airplane, like a plane, like you know. So this article was written by Charlie Metcalf, and it was actually published March 5th of this year, 2022. I'm looking at a photo here, and it's a brunette, a white woman who is holding a plane, like just taking photos with it and selfies and smiling, and they're posing in bed together, and it's very weird. Let's go ahead and read this article. I have not read it yet, so I'm very excited to find out what the fuck. It says here, a woman in Hungary, okay, so she's in the country of Hungary, has opened up about how she found love with a toy plane, which she now shares a bed with and kisses every morning and night. Okay. what do you say to that? Sandra, 28, from Budapest, says that the toy jet is the best partner she's ever had after he turbocharged her love life. What the fuck? It says, quote, best partner she's ever had after he turbocharged her love life. And this is not a small plane. It's pretty large. It's a big plane. This is not like a toy plane that you can, you know, like a toddler can play with. This is a big plane, guys. This is large. It goes on to say, the Hungarian has been obsessed with planes since the age of 3 and dreamed her entire teenage years about working with them in some capacity. In 2021, she finally secured a job working in the aviation industry surrounded by her favorite things, planes. Well, go girl. Go ahead. Working around. Go ahead and chase your dreams and catch them. Okay. But you got a little weird with it though. And goes on to say, previous, and this is in quotation, parentheses, previous human partners had no issue with Sandra's interest in flying metal objects, but she decided to dive into a full-blown relationship with one of her, with one after breaking up with her boyfriend at the end of last year. So I guess the pandemic got to her. The relationship with her ex ended, and she was like, you know what? I'm going to start dating toy planes. Fuck it. I give up. People suck. They're gross. They have COVID. I'm tired of it. I'm going to date my airplane. Fuck it. she gave up. Just gave up. It goes on to say, the high-flying romance. Oh, my God. These puns are crazy. The high-flying romance between Sandra, or maybe Sandra, between Sandra and the plane she calls, what is this? Lufunks, I guess? It's Lufunks. It's Luffancs. Lufunks, I guess. I don't know. What that must be like Hungarian. I don't know, dude. Leave me alone. All right, so so she named her plane Lufunks, I guess. And it started in January 2022 after she bought him for £600 online. Now, Sandra said, I don't know why I love him. I just love him. Oh, that's a strong love. You just don't even know why. You just love him. How much is £600 in like American currency? Alexa, how much is £600 in American currency? Okay, so almost $800. That's what Alexa says. Okay, I was curious about that. I don't know why I love him. I just love him. She's really into her plane. And here's another photo of her lying in bed next to her plane. And she's a pretty woman. She's got a lovely smile. I love her hair. I just don't understand what's going on mentally there. She goes on to say, he's beautiful and my soulmate. He is the first thing I see in the morning and the last thing when I go to sleep. I wouldn't have it any other way. I don't understand. I'm not a kink shamer. I've just never heard of this particular kink. This doesn't even seem like a kink. This is like a real relationship. Like, she is dating a toy airplane. Okay. The article goes on to say the relationship reaches ever new heights. Oh my God. The relationship reaches ever new heights with each passing month. And Sandra says she's fallen in love for the first time in her life. Wow. That's sad. She's been dating some real shitheads. If, if, If you're like, you know what? Fuck humans. I'm just going to date a toy plane, a plastic. This is my life now. Jesus. Okay. She goes on. She actually shares more here. Here's a quote that they have in this article of her. She said, "We cuddle and kiss throughout the night and have sex." How? Okay. "We cuddle and kiss." That just threw me off. "We cuddle and kiss throughout the night and have sex. I get to do everything with him. I have never felt like this with a partner before. For the first time in my life, I am in love. I have always liked planes more than the average person. It's never been a problem in my other relationships. They haven't said anything, and I never asked. If I go away for the weekend, I make sure to take him with me. He's always there for me." Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. it's a lot to unpack. There's more here, but her love for Lufanks, I guess, is deep, and his outward emotions never suggest he's experiencing jealousy over other aircraft, or says over the other aircraft. So, oh, okay, I missed something here. It says her full-time job in an airport consistently confronts Sandra with temptation to move onto another plane. Okay, so pretty much what that was saying was she works with airplanes all day, and her plane, her lover that is an airplane, a toy plane, does not, he doesn't get jealous over the small things. He's like, "Hey, baby, listen, I know that you got to work on the planes at work, but when you come home, I'm the only plane for you." That's a lot. Oh, wow. Sandra says, "I have something special, and I am not prepared to ruin it. My big love is LX-UCV. I guess that's the type of plane it is. My big love is LX-UCV at the airport, but the work is work. I just do everything at home. The most I do with other planes at work is just touch and blow a kiss." That's borderline cheating, boo. That's borderline cheating. Ask yourself this, guys. If your boo thing is blowing kisses at other people, don't do that. That's rude. She needs to make a commitment to this airplane, to this one airplane, and stop blowing kisses at other planes. That is rude as fuck. I'ma tell her airplane everything that she be doing behind his back. That bitch. She goes on to say, "I'm not too sure if I will go back to a human relationship." Honey, I'm not too sure anybody is wanting to accept that relationship with you. That's too much. You got a lot of baggage, and I'm not prepared for it. And she goes on to say, "Planes are more reliable as partners. I know I can always speak to him. I like how planes represent endless opportunities. To me, that is something positive and something that I want to have in my life." Sandra, honey, I don't even know what to say. I was going to suggest maybe get a dildo or a vibrator that is shaped like a plane, but planes already have a phallic shape. Talkspace needs to sponsor me. This would be a great place for a Talkspace ad or a BetterHelp ad or something. My God. I don't, like, what do you say? This woman is in love with a toy airplane. Granted, it's about, like, human size. Like, it can lay in her bed with her and she can cuddle with it or whatever. Like, it's not a regular toy plane. Make sure you guys check out the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly, ITSPROSILLY. And, you can see this for yourself or Google it, whatever. But this is a lot, Sandra. This is a lot. Okay, so let's go ahead and do our last story of this episode. This is also coming from thesmokinggun.com, and this title also grabbed my eye, and guess what? Florida Man is making yet another debut. So glad that Florida Man is a part of this podcast. Makes me so happy. Now, this article came out March 7th of 2022, so this year, this month. Okay. It says here, I should probably read you the title. It says, Florida Man will not be winning 2022 Neighbor of the Year Award. So let's figure out, let's find out what he did. It says here, meet Kenneth Clark Carlisle. First of all, Kenneth Clark Carlisle? What the, that is such a mouthful. Also, I don't like the three name thing, because serial killers do that. They have like the three name thing. It's weird. I don't like that. Kenneth Clark Carlisle. Say that fast five times. Holy shit. Anyways, it goes on to say, for unknown reasons, the Florida man, 64, walked fully naked up the driveway of his next door neighbor and proceeded to defecate atop a glass table on the victim's porch, according to police. Okay, there's no way meth isn't involved in this story too. It's gotta be. First of all, an elderly man, 64, I don't want to say that elderly is 64, but this particular man, he has not aged well. He looks at least 104. Okay. But he a naked man, older guy, walked to his neighbor's place naked and then took a shit on his glass table. Now, first, those glass tables are not sturdy. You can't just stand on them. You know what I mean? You can't. How did he manage to do this without breaking the table or falling over? That right there, ladies and gentlemen, that is talent. That is creativity. Okay, you all wish you were like Kenneth Clark Carlisle. You wish you were. It goes on to say, Carlisle seen at the right, which I will post his photo on the podcast Instagram. Carlisle seen at the right was arrested Friday afternoon for criminal mischief and booked into the county jail on the misdemeanor charge. Now, Carlisle, I'm going to start saying Kenneth because Carlisle is just a lot. Ken, cops say, was captured relieving himself in broad daylight on two separate angles of the victim's home security video footage. So Kenneth decided to do this in the middle of the fucking day. Not only did he do it during the day, but there are two different angles of video of him doing this. Oh yeah, no, that's some serious evidence. How you can't really talk yourself out of that one. Good God. Okay. And when officers arrived at the Clearwater crime scene, so this is Clearwater, Florida, Kenneth was spoken to through the door of his RV camper, and he was still visibly naked and highly uncooperative. I said, he was just naked all day. Question, did he wipe his ass after he took that shit? Or did he take a shit and then just walk away? Is that, you know, because I know men don't normally like wipe their pee when they pee. You know, from what I understand, like wipe their penis. I don't know if they do that. I hear they just shake it. I never had a penis. I don't know. But judging from all the jokes about men leaving skid marks in their underwear, I'm wondering if that's a problem. I was curious. I don't know. All right, so it goes on to say, bond on the criminal mischief rap is $250, but Ken remains behind bars since he is already facing several criminal charges stemming from a December arrest. Oh, so he's been arrested before. Shocker. Carlisle was busted for drunk driving and discharging multiple firearms into a lake near his residence. Okay, that's not fair. Maybe he thought he saw the Loch Ness Monster and he was trying to capture it. That's what he was doing. He saw the Loch Ness Monster and he's like, hey man, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna shoot wildly into the water. That's understandable. That's what what else can you do? You can't just, he doesn't have a boat. You know, you just got to shoot it. He tried. Sorry about that, Kenneth. It says, according to police, Carlisle fired his guns while seated in his car. Oh, okay. A subsequent police search recovered multiple shell casings scattered around the vehicle. Charged with DUI, charged with DUI, a misdemeanor, and two felony firearm counts. Carlisle had been free on a $11,500 bond. So that's how much his bond was. Wow. Ken, I gotta say, you are definitely a Florida man. I feel a slow clap coming on. It only works when there's other people who can begin the applause with you. I'm alone here. I hope that all of you join in on the applaud. There's going to be a massive applaud. You just won't be able to hear it because you'll all be clapping separately in your own homes or cars or wherever the hell you are. And if you're in public, I hope you just randomly start clapping and no one knows what the fuck is going on. I want people to look at you oddly. And they're like, what are you doing? I'm applauding my favorite podcast along with tens of other people. Oh, man, that was a great episode. I got to tell you, if there's anything that I can say about Florida is it's not boring. It's definitely not boring. Let me give you guys another fun Florida man example from urbandictionary.com. Florida man pissed that AT&T trucks are working outside his house. Shoots tires. Oh, that's beautiful. Florida man banned from beach after allegedly giving sugar daddy business cards to young girls. Oh, okay. You gotta do that. Florida man caught watching solar eclipse while stealing car. Florida man lights off fireworks inside Wendy's restaurant. These are the type of lovely stories that you get from Florida. This is what that beautiful, beautiful state has to offer. Fuck Disney World. Fuck that. It's about Florida man. Okay, look, if there is anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's cops are technically the best people to make sure that your meth is legit. You just might not like what happens after they test it. Also, Pete Davidson is low-key my hero. I mean, he's hilarious. He's got a great job, my dream job, honestly, creating content and getting paid for it and pay your bills with that shit. He gets to sleep with one of the most beautiful women in the world. What? Come on. I kind of wish I was Pete Davidson right now. Also, if my love life continues to be this horrible, I might need to purchase myself, you know, my own toy plane. Things are getting bad over here. Professionally silly life rules, people. I want to go ahead and shout out thesmokinggun.com, buzzfeed.com, ladbible.com, urbandictionary.com, Wikipedia, and Twitter for today's awesome episode. I wouldn't have been able to do this podcast without the love and support from the internet. So thank you. I also want to thank you guys so much for listening, and I am glad that you're here with me because I post a new podcast episode every Friday. So definitely be sure to subscribe to this podcast on whichever platform that you're using. You know, that way you'll be notified when a new episode is posted, but it will be every Friday. And, you know, also subscribing to it and not just listening to it, it helps. It helps my show. Hitting the subscribe button helps me. You know, leaving reviews helps me. So I really hope that you guys will do me a favor in doing that. Speaking of which, leave me a 5-star and written review on this podcast on whichever platform that you're listening on, especially Apple Podcast. I need reviews there badly. So make sure you do that for me, please. I would really, really appreciate it because it, like I said, is extremely helpful. Don't forget to check out this podcast Twitter and Instagram page at It's Pro Silly. All the information is down in the show notes. And of course, check out the Professionally Silly pod group on Facebook. And feel free to post whatever you want there. We have a good time there. As long as you, you know, don't threaten people and you're not assholes to each other, you are welcome to join the Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook. If you want to join in on the silly and you have any stories or experiences that you want to share, email them to me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. It can literally be about anything as long as it's interesting. And there's a good chance that your story could inspire an entire episode topic. So send those in. You can also leave me a message on my Anchor app or my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. Leave me a voicemail or a text message and I'll put you on the podcast unless you're not into that. Let me know. But I would certainly love to hear from you guys. Once again, thank you so much for listening every week. And I'm so glad that you're here. Because if this is your first time listening, I super hope that you decide to come back and join me every Friday as we get professionally silly. As of right now, I have no idea what next week's episode is going to be about. No clue. Probably won't know till next Thursday, even though the podcast comes out on Friday. I don't know. It depends. Work kicks my ass. So I have not been able to, get ahead. You know what I mean? So I'm just kind of, I'm winging it. I'm doing the best I can. And I think that we're doing well. I hope that you guys are enjoying all the work that I put into my content. Make sure you guys check out the show notes for some bonus information. My social media stuff is there. I did include my link tree, which has the links to all of my most used social media platforms, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, my YouTube channels, and more, all in one spot, including my Cameo. So if for those of you that are wanting shout outs or personalized video messages for my professionally silly ass, you can find me on Cameo at Amber Smiles Jones. And that link is also in my link tree. For those of you that are interested in writing me or sending me things, my P.O. Box is Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. You can send me anything you want, and I'll open them right here on the air, but definitely, I mean, maybe, but most definitely, we'll be unboxing them on my YouTube channel. So if you want to subscribe to the Professionally Silly YouTube channel, all of the unboxing videos will be there and you can visually join in on the unboxing silly. Not too long ago, one of my subscribers sent me a big box of Mexican candy. That was fun. And there's going to be more. I'll try that, including that particular a type of candy. My Mexican candy is going to be on TikTok, Instagram Reels, because there are a lot of pieces of candy in there that I've never had before. Also, I had another subscriber recently send me, chocolate candy from the UK. I've never had chocolate from the United Kingdom, at least not that I remember. I don't think I have. So I'm really excited about that. And I just got a box in from, I believe it's Australia, with some Australian goodies in there, I'm assuming. So, you know, make sure you guys are checking out the Professionally Silly YouTube channel, because we be having fun over there too. You don't want to miss that. You don't want to miss that. Once again, I'm your audible boo-thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. Enjoy the silly while you can, and come take it seriously with me every Friday right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast.